I'm Stacey Dohan Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Christmas is still going strong at the Glen House. This Victorian home is beautifully decorated both inside and out for the holidays, and you can tour from 1 to 4 p.m. today through this Saturday. Ring in 2018 at the Plaza by Rays at the St. Jude New Year's Eve benefit with a catered dinner, all you can drink, and live music by The Intention. We're closing out 2017 and welcoming 2018 in our River City this week. In 2017, we celebrated the opening of the Cape Girardeau Sportsplex that has since welcomed thousands of athletes from all over the Midwest at basketball, soccer, and volleyball tournaments. We watched a total solar eclipse darken skies in the middle of a hot, sunny August afternoon with people from all over the world around us. The brand new Drury Plaza and Conference Center opened their doors in the footprint of the former Drury Lodge and carries on a grand tradition of hospitality right off of Interstate 55. New attractions, shops, and restaurants opened up too, like Ultimate Air Trampoline Park on the southern end of town, and Board and Brush and Gabriel's in downtown Cape Girardeau. And we have more new things to look forward to in 2018. The Courtyard by Marriott plans to open in the new year and will be the first hotel in downtown Cape Girardeau in 50 years. And it's a historic hotel property in a classic Cape Girardeau landmark, the Himmelberger and Harrison Building. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohan Lane, and thank you for joining us for All About Cape.